The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters, and once again, welcome back. Welcome to a special feast day of St. Joseph. Okay, it's one of two feast days of St. Joseph in the course of the year. The first feast day, you might remember, that was March 19th, seems like just yesterday. And then there's today's feast day, which is the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. Now, this one has, it's kind of an interesting history, right? You might kind of appreciate this. This feast day dates to 1955, and it was Pope Pius XII who deliberately put the feast of St. Joseph the Worker on the first day of May because that was the day when they celebrated the International Day of the Worker in the Soviet Union, right? Commonly known as May Day. And what Pius XII wanted to do, he wanted to Christianize the idea of labor because it was being co-opted by Marxism. Specifically, the very appealing lie of Marxism. Here's the appealing lie. That we can create heaven right here on earth, and we don't need God to do it. All we need is the right government policies, faithfully implemented and dutifully executed, and as the night follows the day, we're going to concoct for ourselves paradise right here on earth with no pesky commandments from any god up above, right? With no strain, no effort, no suffering, no cross. Very appealing idea. Trouble is, it's a lie. Marxism is the most well-documented failure in human history. Right? You cannot create paradise on earth, period, and you definitely can't do it without God. The only thing you end up creating is equal misery for everybody. The only way to find real justice in the world is to have a society centered on God and his commandments and to constantly be working on it. Because the demands of justice are constantly shifting, right? They never sit still, so we never quite achieve perfect justice on earth. Now, that's the hard, honest truth. And that's what Pius XII wanted to do with the creation of this feast day, to Christianize the idea of human labor. Because on one hand, there was the extreme of Marxism, but there was another extreme, which was equally devastating, and that was the extreme of unfettered capitalism. Whereas in Marxism, man exists to serve the state. In unfettered capitalism, man exists to serve the economy. And you know what happens when a society orders itself around the economy first? You end up with sweatshop labor, right? Robber barons and people who are living in unhealthy and unsafe working conditions. As it was, you know, in the turn of the century or early 1900s, as it still is, unfortunately, in many places all around the world, the only answer is to Christianize human labor. And here's a way to explain how we do that. It's not putting the government first. It's not putting the economy first. It's putting the well-being of man, especially in the family, first. All things should serve relationships, especially family relationships. Now, that's a just economy. That's what Pius XII was trying to concoct, to try to explain. One way to explain this, okay? Consider in your life that there are two rooms, two most important rooms in your life. One is the living room, and the other is the office. A properly ordered economy makes everything in the office exist for the sake of the living room. That is to say, all of our work exists for the well-being of relationships, especially family relationships. And that was what we were trying to create when the church made the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. And there's another idea that Pius XII wanted to teach on this feast day. And that is, namely, that work is not a necessary evil. It's a positive human good. People tend to think, often very pious people, tend to think that if it wasn't for sin, there wouldn't be work. And we would all be sitting around on lounges. I guess we'd be eating grapes, right? Something like that. Non-stop leisure. Not true. In God's plan, work is a necessary and a greatly good human reality, because of two things God does with human labor. Two things God does. First of all, he continues his own act of creation with you and me as his cooperators. So when we responsibly care for the earth and the environment and we continue good and responsible work, so it's the continuation of God's own creative activity in the world. It's greatly good for all of us. He said to Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis, fill the earth and subdue it. That's the first good. Here's the second. In the process of doing our duties and our tasks, God completes and sanctifies us as well. Here's something amazing that I noticed when I was working in the high school, right? When I was in the high school assignment a few years back. The students were happiest when they were working. And they were least happy when they were idle. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about doing homework or cramming for a test at the last second, but whenever they were involved in some kind of a project, right? Maybe they were pitching in and helping build a stage for a play or making a banner or working in a group, hands down, that's when they were the happiest. And whenever they didn't have anything to do, that's when the gossip and the bickering and the complaining. And I thought it was just a perfect expression of what Pius XII was trying to say all along. God made human labor for his glory and for our sanctification. We want to remember that. Would you believe that in heaven there's going to be some kind of work? I don't know what it is, right? Whatever it is going to be good. But in heaven it's not going to be just being idle all day. It was some kind of work. It's something that we were made for. And it's an important day to remember the goodness of human labor, the purpose of human labor, and the goal of human labor. The glory of God, the sanctification of the individual, especially in relationships, especially in families. St. Joseph. St. Joseph gratefully received the good work that God gave him each and every day. Let's you and I do the same as well, shall we? And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Joseph the Worker, pray for us.